under a one-world system now, and it's a one-world system of total control on every level, including the expanding use of the global smart grid for both electric and water. On page one, says electromagnetic radio waves and microwave pulse mind warfare has great advantages in that a desired subject or population has no knowledge of the procedure being implemented. Goes on to say on page two, under mind control, chemical and polypharmaceutical saturation has already been achieved over the past 20 years of implementation with this purpose in mind, and is achieved through purposeful covert introduction into population areas.
Have you heard about plasma energy and all the amazing healing potential it has? Many have experienced how plasma energy can help your body. Recent university tests have shown the effectiveness of balancing plasma energy and putting your body back into biological balance. Tests have shown success in lab animals and human beings by altering conditions of cancer, AIDS, diabetes, malaria, Ebola, E. coli, high blood pressure, brain issues in adults and children, and many other imbalances in the body. Learn more from Dr. Paul and researcher Lynn Schmaltz and how they are using plasma energy to help people heal. See the link below.
So do you think those microwave lasers that are supposedly for energy are also the same lasers or the same lasers that started the Paradise Fire and all these other fires?
Well, it was a combination of directed energy weapons, and we have to think of directed energy weapons in a large platform of energy, not just, of course, only and part of the assaults were satellites and drones, but also the pulsed frequencies given to the smart meters that were attached to homes as
from
well.
From home to home.
From house to house ignition is what we've seen. Mm-hmm. And where the trees are left green and, you know, we're seeing, just dustification of homes. And what we're also now being told by various scientists that because of our wireless in the homes, that's causing additional combustibility. So we're causing increased electrification of the environment by all of the Wi-Fi that we have in our homes, the cell phones, all of the wireless types of devices we have in our homes. So one of the recommendations is, of course, not only during fire season, but because they're weapons, those are all weapon systems. They're military weapon systems designed to look like communication devices, but it's all battlefield weapon systems, and we are the enemy. So having said that, we need to, of course, eliminate the wireless in our homes. If that is causing, and as it is causing, increased combustibility, why kill yourself? Why cause internal combustibility? And so we observed that there were a number of homes that did not have smart meters, and those homes, in many instances, were not burned down. Now, we can't vouch for every home without a smart meter. But many people that have opted out of the smart meters because the opt-out was given to us here in California when they really had no choice. Our level of activism against the smart meters was disturbing the deployment of the meters across the rest of the country and globally. They needed to successfully deploy as many electric smart meters as possible. So they gave us the illusion of a victory in winning against the deployment of smart meters. And that's very interesting to note, because it was a way that they literally unplugged a lot of activism. Those activists believe they won. They did not. We're under a one-world system now, and it's a one-world system of total control on every level, including the expanding use of the global smart grid for both electric and water.
Well, but, it makes sense that they would use space to do energy weapons because they can reach everywhere. And if they can pinpoint it with detailed accuracy from space, then they have total control. They can manage it from the ground through computers and then just do things instantaneously. Now, is that completely deployed around the world at this point? Do they have complete worldwide control of those systems?
Well, the complete aspect of that is up for anyone's research to certainly verify. Certainly we know that those capabilities exist. Certainly we can see the level of weaponization of weather events. We certainly see that the technology is in place, and we're certainly seeing that we are absolutely being brought down to our knees through these technologies from space and ground-based as well.
Well, what can we do?
Well,
I mean, what can we do? Because at some point, it almost makes you want to give up. So are there things that we can do?
Well, absolutely.
Versus just make a happy family and do the best you can? You know, I mean, what can we do?
Well, Sarah, yeah, that's a good question. And many people ask that. And again, the solution or what we do is only going to be based on our knowledge of what is occurring. And until enough people start to understand reality, we're not going to get to a collective reasoning or opportunity to benefit a solution. Now, many people are looking at a variety of things that they can do in the short term, certainly to fight fires. We want to be equipped. We want to be ready to evacuate. But there's bigger issues about what is really behind all the fires, and it's more disturbing than I've discussed on the show thus far. But to not go there, because I've already talked about the...
Well, you kind of have to now.
Well, I'm really not...
I mean, I'm not laughing because it's funny, but as soon as you bring it up, you kind of have to at least tell us.
Well, we're heading really into an agenda of transhumanism.
Okay.
Bots, Borgs, and humans, and eliminating humans. And so where do we go from now? Well, I think at this point, while we're still human, we need to certainly love more, search spiritual values more, and understand that we are not in control of the evil technologies that are creating a profound technological disruption worldwide. We are all in a multi-front war, assault, and attack. And we know that the throes of all of this technology is changing in scales of months instead of decades.
It's speeding up is what you're saying. Everything's going quicker. Now, are the people who are implementing this, do they know what they're doing, that they're taking themselves out?
Well, I can't speak for everybody that's involved in this. There are a number of people that have discovered that they were involved in a larger scheme, but were so compartmentalized that they didn't understand the larger picture. And Robert Duncan is one who has certainly been outspoken about his sorrow and apology for creating many of the mind control weapons. That would be Dr. Robert Duncan. I would highly recommend people take a look at his work and what he's already told us. And one of the books I would recommend everybody take a look at is called The Matrix Deciphered, and it's a psychic warfare, top secret mind control interfacing technology. You want to feel hopeless, you read that book, because what we're seeing now is massive mind control and manipulation of people, many of the reasons that we're seeing a lot of these shootings.
That makes sense, actually.
Yeah, I have on StopTheCrime.net a document that I received from a whistleblower years ago, and it's called Aquarius Group Operation Briefing. And it is about the planned chemical sedation of the population using radio microwave frequencies for mass mind control. And an example of the Aquarius Group Operation Briefing on page one says electromagnetic radio waves and microwave pulse mind warfare has great advantages, in that a desired subject or population has no knowledge of the procedure being implemented. goes on to say on page 2 under mind control, chemical and polypharmaceutical saturation has already been achieved over the past 20 years of implementation with this purpose in mind, and is achieved through purposeful covert introduction into population areas. In some cases, this is achieved by deliberate overt introduction through exposure or consumption on behalf of the population base in everyday usage of public water supplies, airborne pollutants, and chemical agents in a wide variety of foodstuffs as well.
I am proud to offer another great product, ProxyStem Stem Cell Pro. This amazing product supports 8 areas of stem cell health, including the AMPK gene, which in a UCLA study, researchers showed in an animal model that by increasing the amount of AMPK in the body, they can increase a healthy lifespan by approximately 30%. mTOR inhibition. The mTOR inhibition has extended mouse mean lifespan by 33%. Also, biogenesis. The additional PQQ triggers mitochondrial biogenesis, which increases the number of mitochondria in your cells. These are the powerhouses of your cells. The energy-hungry brain and heart is believed to benefit greatly from PQQ. ProxyStem ingredients also increases the amount of telomerase protein that cells make when they are in a state of telomerase activation. With all the healthy cell benefits, this formula is the most advanced formula we have seen on the market. Also, with RevGenetics' brand new formula, it comes in a lower price. This means you're getting the best price anywhere for this product. Click the link below to see studies and to buy yours today.
So I would recommend that everybody take a look at this document. The last few pages are showing the intention and the use of cell towers and microwave radio frequencies and wind towers. We have already been set up. We are in a war grid now. And as part of the emergency alert system that has been deployed now in areas of weaponized weather attacks and reeling after the heavy assaults, the powers that be have come in with LIDAR. LIDAR is a military frequency of death, and they're mounting this weaponized equipment on hilltops now in the burn zones here in California and elsewhere. This is already set up in San Diego, Southern California, in Lake Tahoe, and here in Northern California. And LIDAR is also part of the eventual unmanned vehicles. And LIDAR pulses out at about a million times a second, 360 degrees. And it's also a weapons system. And we'll talk about smart cities here in a minute, but I want to refer everyone to a document that I've had on stopthecrime.net for a long time. I call it the NASA War Plan, just for short, but it actually has another name, but you can find it under War Plan, NASA War Plan, on the search of Stop the Crime. But it is called Future Strategic Issues, Future Warfare, circa 2025. It was a PowerPoint that was presented by the chief scientist from NASA Langley Research Center, Dennis Bushnell. And this was presented as a PowerPoint a few months before our 9/11. And I've done a number of radio shows on this, and it is an unimaginable document, and it is actually where we discovered the blast wave accelerator, and that became a YouTube we have up called Coastlines Under Attack. When we did other research as to what the blast wave accelerator was, and I will describe this a little bit because this is going to ultimately become the largest forced migration in U.S. history. So this is important for me to discuss.
And when you're saying the largest of people migrating, how many are you thinking?
I am saying that 70% of the populations, not only in the United States, but globally, live on the coastlines.
Okay.
And there are technologies now being used in the seas and in weather events as well that are going to force people off the coastlines. And already, many of the cities in their planning and building departments have planned relocation. When I first discovered the Sarah as a builder, I thought, what on earth is this? And I discovered in one of the very affluent coastal communities in Southern California, there was a group of residents protesting this being written in their building codes and planning codes because they would not be able to insure their homes, sell their homes, and they saw no reason to improve their homes because they were valueless. Forced relocation, which means allowing your property to succumb to the sea, and then being ultimately forced to demolish your homes because they are now using technologies to cause tsunamis.
So why, though? Why do they want us off the coastlines?
Well, it's a massive land grab, for sure. It removes clearer thinking because of the negative ions that present themselves in the coastal influence, and people in coastal regions are less able to be mind controlled. So that's one reason. But what we're now discovering, and what we've now discovered, is that through Bloomberg, actually, that there are no new insurance policies that will no longer insure coastal properties. It's the same thing that we're finding here in the burn zones. If you are in a CAL FIRE designated high intensity fire related zone, insurance companies are canceling those properties. So what are we seeing as an example here in Grass Valley in Northern California and in Nevada City in Northern California? These are designated burn zones. We're already talking to people who have had their insurance canceled. They can't even sell their home, and they can't get insurance. Now, they can fall back on a baseline California insurance that's multiple times higher annual premiums than they've ever paid before, with certainly far less benefits for insured recovery abilities. And so these people cannot get insurance. And what is also happening, this is horrific, insurance companies will underwrite a policy for 6 months at four times or so increased premium and then cancel at the first cancellation or renewal period, knowing that there are going to be fires in that area, so that they're really stealing.
Oh.
They're also, insurance policies will be designating where people can live, because those policies will force people to live
where they
can get insurance policies. And that will not be along the coastlines. That will not be in designated flood zones. That will not be in low-lying areas. Now, we've also noticed during the flood events, not only are they utilizing these new words called atmospheric rivers, which dumps and swamps our wastewater treatment plants, but it's also during a high tide, so that as the waters would normally drain out into the oceans, high tide prevents it, and so the swelling of the rivers escalates, and there's more flooding and more damage, and people sit in toxic wastewater treatment plant sewage, and certainly their groundwater gets contaminated. We have heard that there are hundreds of thousands of private wells that have already been contaminated in the Midwest of the United States. And that leads us into many things. But I want to underscore the fact that we are under a mass attack. It is diabolical. I haven't yet found an end to what the plot is. We're searching. We've been wanting to find something, but there is no end to it. And I can say that I was probably one of the most skeptical people when all of this started to become known to me, that we even flew back to Washington, D.C. to go to the records department. And I would not be talking about these things at all if I did not have documents. I don't speculate, and I refer to the documents. And when I've looked at these documents and I've seen the current future impacts of sea level rise, I recently went to England, for example, and I showed how England is an island nation as well as Ireland, and how they have these documents on sea level rise. And they show maps of how they're going to be impacted with storm surge and sea level rise. And so I bring documents. I'm going to be giving a talk coming up soon that will be also turned into a YouTube video, another reason to stay in touch with our website, to get into more of what I'm talking about with you right now, Sarah, but in even more detail. Because we're in significant danger on multiple fronts. And I think once people embrace the amount of assaults and we get out of the illusion and the mind control, obviously we can see the level of mind control because so many people still believe in elections and changing the guard and having things changed. But what I also want to just say a few things about the NASA war document. They talk about the effects of low-power microwaves, and we have the U.S. Army Walter Reed document on our resource tab on Stop the Crime that they refer to in the NASA war document, and they say this: behavioral performance detriment, seizures, gross alteration in brain function and lethality. So they know that the low-power microwaves cause death. These are military frequencies. They are being used on us. We are the enemy. They discuss how often fingerprintless and the use of bioweapons. And they talk about bacteriological use of weapons, viruses, prions, parasites, fungi, carcinogens, and hormone regulators. They talk about aflatoxin, which is a carcinogen. They talk about airborne varieties of Ebola and Lassa, how all of this will be used. The binary agents will be distributed via imported products, vitamins, clothing, and food, individual societal targeted pathogens, the long-term fingerprintless campaign as opposed to shock and awe. This is the use of legal use of bioweapons on all of us. And they say what is apparently legal, again, this is from the NASA document, microwave warfare is legal, chemical weapons systems, chemical psychological effects via sensory organ weaponry systems, chemical personnel weapons systems, psychological war.
Hold that for a second. Get right back. I thought chemical weapons were illegal. That's why that's our whole claim for going into Syria. That's all BS.
Of course, that's BS. We're being assaulted with chemical weapons as well. In fact, there are many operations. There was an operation conducted in San Francisco. And I don't have the document in front of me, but to the best of my recollection, it was in the early 1950s. It was called Operation Sea Spray, SEA Spray. And they used chemicals and biologicals. It caused quite a bit of urinary infections, urinary tract infections back then. And it was used on us by our own government. So we need to understand that we are a corporation. Corporations are assaulting us. And we are not only USA Inc., we are Earth Inc. And all of the governments are simply corporations working on behalf of the controllers, whoever you want to call them, the controllers, many, many names. People look at that as being very, very controversial, who they consider as controlling all of this. But they go on to talk about how they will attack the national banking system computers. They'll attack buildings, power, software. software, hardware. There will be interruptions in national and international payment systems, and it will be irrecoverable. They will attack railroads, all freight cars networked, everyone on just in time. No reserves or stockpiles. They go on to take down the auto industry. Well, they're already taking out down the auto industry by telling us that we have to reduce our greenhouse gas emissions and go all electric. All electric, of course, ties us into the smart meter power grid. We are further incarcerated, and people are signing up for this every single day without recognizing. They say the power grid, chicken farms, all movements of war materials, etc. They go on to talk about the nanotagging of everything, everyone, imprinted during manufacturing, maintenance, etc. Detonation of offshore seabed methane deposits to produce tidal waves against low-lying regions. Again, Trojan horse viruses, etc., chaos and cywar. This is just in the NASA war document. Miniaturized dispersions of everything. Operate out of cities. Degrade the U.S. information dominance, which they're doing.
So who put the NASA war document together? Was that our government, or was that them, the controllers?
It's a global government. Don't think of our government. It is a one world system. And so this is a system telling us what is going to happen, just like the Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars document or the report from Iron Mountain.
When do you think this is going to be, if we're right in the middle of it, right at the thick of it right now?
No, we're not in the middle. They're further than middle.
Okay.
We're further into this than 50%.
What percent
we're already,
do you think we're in, and what do you think the end game is?
I wouldn't even want to guess. I wouldn't want to guess on a percentage, Sarah. I can only tell you.
We're farther along.
From what I see,
yeah.
What I see and how I see every individual city that is a corporate governing body, they're facilitating UN agendas. Every city right now, your city council, your county board of supervisors, your health department agencies, the USGS, your farm bureaus, all of these are corporate agencies facilitating globalization through UN agendas of absolute death and destruction. And we are within heavy genocide programs, obviously. You don't hear something being said in this NASA war document that says sink carriers via swarm attacks, capture, torture Americans in living color on prime time. We're seeing that. Part of also expanding the illusion of climate change is through the showing us of the decimation of weather events, floating houses, cities decimated. This is all part of creating the fear of climate change when it is weather weapons.
Well, what can people do? Because if we're way past midpoint and we haven't done that much, what can people realistically do to help change this or to at least protect ourselves? Because I would like you to end it with something. I know you've been really soul searching for some positive and some ways to help people through this. What have you come up with that is something people can do, and how we can at least enjoy what we have and make positive contributions where we can?
Well, I think, yes, the positive contributions are learning what is real, learning the truth, because I have found that, my focus initially was the sense of feeling massively betrayed and massively lied to. And when I settled upon the fact and realized we don't have a government, that was probably one of the largest steps I made into then recognizing what we do have. And we have.
That makes sense.
And that's a journey that, you know, people will go on or not. And the level of understanding what we face is going to be each person's own journey, and what they do about it will also be their journey. I know that many people have taken on certainly a more spiritually based resolve, understanding that for them it's a battle between good and evil. And we've been told that by many people throughout the decades, that this is a battle of between good and evil that is set to destroy everything that is good and decent. So when you look at the documents, as our research team has and many people before us, you start to have a sense of freedom by knowing the truth. And for many of us, that is scary. There's a lot of truth trauma behind it. I talk about that all the time. But for many, they would rather know than not know. And what you do with knowing the level of demise that's set upon us is also the idea that we love more while we can, enjoy our sense of being human while we can, certainly for many, connect to God, become certainly more prayerful for many, and do your best to inform people. We're here now. This is our watch. And we're not here to continue to drop out of reality and just be so self-centered that we enjoy as we are being absolutely murdered. And that is what is happening.
Yeah, you can't just check out and enjoy what you can, because we could at least make a difference where we can. And I think if we could all group together, there's still a chance to reverse this.
Well, I can say that when you look at the degree of what has already transpired, that is a daunting reality. I can say that I look at how this all happened. What happened? How did we get to where we are? Where so many smart people, sadly, indoctrinated through education, have missed this, and how world policies were adopted. And when you look at the implementation of the pre-planned decisions, predetermined policies that have deceived us, you look at consensus, all of consensus, the Delphi technique, and advisory groups. These are main focus groups that have managed to get all of these policies through each and every single city. Policies that we as individuals would have never agreed to, but it's a method in which to bully. You remember the programs, the anti-bullying programs?
Yes.
Well, that was actually set up as a psyops because we've been massively bullied. And so bullying is consensus, where you are to agree with the group think and not disagree. And advisory groups, we see on every level, they talk about this in all of our cities. I tried locally to get on a...
Not have courage. See, that's my problem is, well, my problem is I don't feel that people have courage to stand up to this. And you're saying that's the whole bullying thing. They just sit back and watch as other people are hurt. But go ahead, you tried to get on a committee.
Well, I think the lack of courage certainly is based on not clearly understanding what reality is, and you can't form some conclusions without doing a little bit of research. And I'm at the point now, quite frankly, Sarah, that we're putting together things in Cliff Note fashion so that people can quickly understand. And I will be doing a major presentation, as I mentioned earlier in the broadcast, that will be on Stop the Crime, that's going to cover a lot of the mechanisms and how we've been deceived and how pre-planned, predetermined, and now fully implemented policies have all deceived us. Also, we're under an anticipatory governance of uncertainty. And what do I mean by that? Because everything is rolling forward under the guise of the precautionary principle. And that is the levels of accepted EMF. I got inserts in my Pacific Gas and Electric bill that talks about understanding electric and magnetic fields. And the precautionary principle means this. Precautionary principle, they say it's the lack of full scientific certainty. But that lack of full scientific certainty should not be used as a reason
exactly
for postponing action.
We do nothing. That's about what's killing us because we don't know for sure what's, yeah, that's ridiculous.
And that is what's running everything. The precautionary principle is under the EMF hoax, where we know these are military frequencies. In that document that I mentioned earlier on the Fort Meade military document, again, that's under our resource page, it says 100% of society will be affected by these frequencies. 100%. And yet we have doctors and people all over the world putting forth additional documentation proving that, yes, indeed, we're going to be injured. These are war weapons. And it's stated in the military documents. We don't need any other documents disclosing the danger of frequencies. You get into 5G, we're done. We're done.
Yeah, we are.
And I'll, you know, certainly, hopefully, I can get into a little bit of the 5G conversation. But I said earlier that we're already in a one-world government, and NWO, it's not new. It's Earth, Inc. It is climate change versus climate control, and that's what people are not understanding. And again, people need to watch the report from Iron Mountain, because many of you may have seen our military troops going into American cities. We certainly saw UN troops entering Los Angeles and doing military trainings, they say, in urban areas so that they will be ready, well, ready for the report from Iron Mountain. And it's important for people to just understand how the slow and incremental takedown has already occurred. When we were in London, we met a woman that was talking about the yellow vest and what was happening in France. And you can type that in on Stop the Crime, yellow vest. We're also going to be putting that up on our website, her talk. We met her, and what the French people are now seeing is that France is now a dictatorship. Macron has actually gotten rid of local police force because they were literally backing the yellow vest protest. The yellow vest protests are as a result of enacting the climate change policies. You can type in France and you can type in climate change policies, and you will find that those policies are to restrict access to resources, which is why the French are paying more money for their petrol and diesel.
So they're the first one to where they're implementing this, then, you're saying?
No, they're not.
They're just the first ones to fight back in an organized fashion?
Well, perhaps. I wouldn't say they're the first. I would say that there are many that have been fighting back, but this is only an illustration. I'm only saying this as an illustration of the effects of the tightening of the noose by global policies that have already been adopted and are in place. And you're seeing their lifestyles, their living standards being absolutely crushed. They're not able to buy the food. They can't afford housing. They can't afford travel. France is a very rural country, just like the United States is. And in the climate action plans, you repeatedly read that the countries that have a higher standard of living are contributing to a higher decimation of the planet through increased greenhouse gas emissions, and that we're the ones, the higher standard of living countries, are going to be the ones that are going to have to suffer the most. And we're seeing that happening now in the United States as well.
To bring us down to the level of mediocre or medium and the really poor people up. And so that would be poverty here.
Well, they're not even bringing the poor people up. I was just looking at a World Bank disclosure in the last 24 hours that is horrifying, and I'm going through that now. Not necessarily set to go through it completely at this moment because I was just going through it, but the bottom line is the World Bank is already saying that there's a global economic disruption occurring with countries that have that are high producing countries. I want to say this. This is also interesting. When we were in London, we went on some various tours, and I make it a habit to talk to people I meet always. And we met some people that were from California in London. And so certainly I asked, so what brings you to London? I found out that there was a maritime meeting in London, a shipping meeting, a transportation over the seas meeting, and how the ships are required to reduce their fuel consumption and greenhouse gas emissions. And they're very concerned about how they will accomplish the change out of fuels. But in the short term, Sarah, this is what they are going to do. They're going to travel slower. And so let's think about that. If they travel slower, our cost for imports and exports is going to skyrocket. The ships are going to be exposed to weaponized sea events, rogue waves, tsunamis, and so forth. And this is what has been happening. Many, many ships have been swamped because of the weaponization of the ocean. And I can say again, when you look at what happened in World War II, and with Auckland in the United States designing a tsunami bomb, again, called Project SEAL, S-E-A-L, and this we explain in Coastlines Under Attack, but just for people that need to understand, had either two of the bombs not detonated on Japan, they would have used this tsunami bomb to wipe out Japan's low-lying coastal regions. So I want you all to think about Fukushima. I want you to think about other low-lying coastal areas. Think about where all of the majority of the nuclear sites are located. I also want you to all know that we have now been told in documents that the global infrastructure is at risk. So let's talk about this. This is absolutely paramount. The global infrastructure is at risk. What constitutes some of the global infrastructure? Dams, reservoirs, levees, bridges, roads, wastewater treatment plants, sewer systems, and more. The global foundational infrastructure is at risk. Why? They're telling us because of climate change, that these systems were built before climate change, and these this infrastructure cannot withstand the level of the new type of climate, the increased rain, water, and the new form of weaponization. And we discovered this, and this is horrific, but this has to be discussed so that everyone can watch it. And you asked, what can you do? And I would certainly not be wanting to live near any of these areas, so let's get into it. We know that the Oroville Dam here in California was evacuated. The residents are almost 200,000 people evacuated last year, and there were leaks in the dam's spillway, and they say it was caused because of seismic activity and had been generating tiny earthquakes for years, thousands of them, according to new research. I want you to hear that. According to new research, they now noticed all these earthquakes. And they say, and if it's not, if the dam at Oroville is not fixed properly, the spillway could continue to produce chronic shaking, although the USGS sees no problem. Now, the USGS is a taken organization. And what I mean by taken is they're putting out false reports. Now, we discovered this. I have a YouTube up that's been out for a number of years. It's called Water Wars, Stealing Water for Profit and Control. And we found documents out of the UK and out of Israel with the intention of not keeping up with infrastructure repair and maintenance and letting things go. And all of these corporate agencies writing false reports on how, what and how things appear.
Yeah, because they, and that's all greed related too, because they have to make it look like they're all doing a great job.
Absolutely. And we're being set up to be taken out. And they go on to say that the large reservoirs have been associated with tremors before. They say a few years after a 770-foot-high Oroville Dam was built in the late 60s, 1960s, creating California's second largest reservoir. The area was rocked by a magnitude 5.7 quake. Scientists now know the creation of a large lake can induce fault movement. Well, they say the discharge of water from a dam out of a spillway hadn't been known to trigger earthquakes until now. This is a lie. The USGS is saying this in this article entitled, What Caused Nearly 20,000 Quakes at Oroville Dam? Question mark. Scientists weigh in on a mystery. And this was the San Francisco Chronicle.com. And this was December 17th of 2018. And I'm reading to you out of this article. And the USGS goes on to say, the power of water is just amazing. So we've been set up, the dams and reservoirs have been set up to be intentionally blown, taken down. Many years of lack of maintenance has been intended, and we did some research, and earthquake-induced destruction has occurred all over the world. And I want to get into that in a little more detail right now, because what you're hearing me say is pretty profound. And it is.
It is. This is just, I'm just kind of sitting there going, wow, this, I mean, this is really intense stuff that you're presenting.